You know, maybe that your father, some of them accepted Islam, the father they are non-Muslim, or some maybe may not be practicing Muslim. What do you have to do? Allah is asking, what is your consideration? And he lists down 8 things, and Allah continues. قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ أَبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ. Allah says, if you love these 8 things more than Allah, more than His Rasul, more than doing jihad in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is saying, what are your considerations? If you love all these 8 things, your fathers, your sons, your brothers, your spouses, your relatives, the wealth you have amassed, the business in which you deal, the house in which you live. If you love all these 8 things more than Allah, more than His Rasul, and more than doing jihad in the way of Allah, Allah says, فَتَرَبَّصُوا. Wait. حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهِ بِأَمْرِي وَاللَّهُ لَا يَدُلْكُمُ الْفَاسِقِينَ. And Allah is saying, wait until Allah brings about His decision unto you. Until Allah brings about His destruction to you. Wallahu la yadul kaumul fasiqin. And Allah guides not the fasiq people, the poverty transgressors, the rebellious people.